Hi, it's Jess here. I don't know how to go about all this. I've just currently got one of my birds in with the unusual pet vet. I'm not happy with their service. I'm looking for like a consultant to see what's going on with Chi so I can get my next best steps. I've been recommended Dr. Brock, who works at your clinic. Is that if I Sorry, you go. No, that, yeah, I'm just trying to get him comfortable for the moment. I probably won't be able to get him to you until maybe the end of the week. Just because of the travel travel for us now. I think it's a skeletal issue. He seems quite sore. We've had blood tests and things done for him, and it all come back clear. They were suggesting lead poisoning and things like that, but he's just not exposed to that kind of content in the household. We were going to look at getting like X-rays and things done, but I'm so overwhelmed with the service and how I was just spoken to that I don't trust them with the care of him anymore. Yeah. 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 So, 'cause it's like additional fees for their like their lead testing and things like that. It was just a thing that they put out there. So with his bloods coming back perfect and things like that, I kind of just See, this is like I probably should discuss this in a consult. That's why I was like, no, I don't think it's that. He's not exposed to that, so that's why they were going to the next step for X-rays. But I feel that if he's put on pain relief, because I've separated him from his flock now, and he's perked up really well, but he's still his flight and things like that are still lacking. So he's still falling in flight and things like that, which is me leading to believe he's had a fall in his cage and something's hurt, and I can't identify it with him. Is that something that you guys can do if I were to transfer all my records your way and look at starting that process? We are a bit financially lacking at the moment, so we're pulling it together to get the next steps done. That's why I'm saying I won't be able to go ahead like a bull out of a gate with everything, but I'm working towards getting it done for him as quickly as I financially can. Yeah, that's why I just want to make sure this. He's a cockatiel. Okay. Okay. All right. I reckon I'll go the do you have availability on Friday at all in the afternoon? No, I don't want to, but I'm just, I completely agree with you. I'm so overwhelmed right now that I'm just scared I'm about to make the wrong decisions for him. So I would really, like I said, being recommended to you guys, you've been fucking wonderful on the phone. So it's just making me feel better that at least I can talk to Vanessa and we might be able to get another treatment plan that's affordable and we're looking for the right things straight away. I feel like they're just taking my money at the moment. I don't feel like they're doing it for chi. They're just going, I don't know what it is. Do this test, do this. And I've already spent, over $700 with them. And I get it's a diagnostic thing, but I don't feel like we've gone the right way about it.
Okay. Wednesday? Do you have availability Wednesday? Yeah, no, I don't either. I'm just, it's just crap. It's all kind of happened at once. So I'm probably a little bit more emotional than what I need to be, but yeah, he's been with me for a long time. A long time.
Let's do that. No. So it's Jessie Lee, JESSIE hyphenated LEE is Charles, CHARLES. It is Jessie dot Lee dot Charles at live.com.au. Yes, please. Jessie.lee.charles.com.au. Yeah. No. Yep. Is that just exoticsvet@mail.com? All right, let me see. It is 80 Muller, MULLER Road, Boondall. It's Chi Chi. Chi Chi. CHICHI. He's a male. He is approximately, I want to say 15 to maybe 18 years old. He's yellow head. No, he's yellow and gray. Yeah. Yeah, I'll ask them to do that now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.